Hey there, Music Podcast for Kids listeners. This message is for teachers and homeschool parents. The Music Podcast for Kids has an awesome digital resource to enhance the experience of the show in your classroom. Easily download 10 of our popular shows in audio and video form, digital and printable listening guides, sing-along songs in video and audio form, percussion parts, lyric and lead sheets. And most importantly, completed lesson plans from our nationally certified teacher, Mr. Fite. Our resource is great for virtual and in-person teaching for homeschool, substitute, and classroom teachers. Find the resources on our website, themusicpodcastforkids.com. We hope you enjoy the show.
Let the music begin in 3, 2, 1.
Fun.
That's what we're gonna do.
Mr. Henry.
Mr. Fite.
Exploring along with you.
Learning music, having fun.
That's what we're gonna do. Mr. Henry.
Mr. Fite.
Love hanging out with you.
The Music Podcast for Kids.
Hello, and welcome to The Music Podcast for Kids. We're your hosts, Mr. Henry.
And Mr. Fite.
Music educators extraordinaire. The Music Podcast for Kids is a fun and educational podcast where we learn and explore the best subject ever.
Music!
Today's episode, we are learning about the
flute.
And now the music joke of the day.
We love jokes. So if you have a joke, please visit our website. TheMusicPodcastForKids.com to submit your joke.
And guess what? It doesn't even have to be a music joke. It can be any joke.
We will read and enjoy your joke on the podcast and also let everyone know who it came from and where you are in this great, big, wonderful music world.
Our joke of the day is, this joke comes from Mark, a listener of the show. What type of tree fits in your hand?
Trees are pretty big. I don't know.
A palm tree.
And get it, that's great. A palm. Oh, that's awesome. Good one, Mark.
Make sure to send in your jokes by visiting our website, themusicpodcastforkids.com. A link to the website can be found in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you are enjoying the show so far.
Please subscribe to the podcast to receive the latest episodes and leave a review through iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, get updates on what we are up to through Facebook and Instagram by finding us at Music Podcast for Kids. Links will be found in the show notes.
On to the show!
And now, the Music Spotlight.
Oh, wow. I can't believe we are here. What a great first half of the orchestra.
I know. Super sweet. Hey, what snack did you get there?
Oh, you know. Just my faves. Skittles.
Oh, man. Yeah, love me some Skittles.
I know, right? What did you end up with?
Couldn't resist the chocolate bar.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Ah, there it is.
What? Where?
The flute. That's the instrument we are learning about today.
Oh, right, of course. Yeah, the flute. It's part of the woodwind family.
What? The woodwind family? Well, that flute looks like it's made of metal, not wood. Why would it be part of the woodwind family?
Well, that's a good point, and a little confusing, I guess. Instruments that you blow into or use your wind are instruments that are part of the woodwind family. To play the flute, you blow across a hole to make the sound.
Ah, gotcha. So since you use air to make the sound, it's part of the woodwind family.
Right, exactly. The flute is considered the oldest of the woodwind family. They found flutes as old as 43,000 years ago.
What? 43,000 years ago? Wow, that instrument is old. As old as
dirt.
Yeah, pretty much. Do you know how you mentioned the flute is made of metal? Well, flutes have been made out of all sorts of materials throughout history, including wood, glass, and even bone.
Bone? Ew. Well, I'm not touching that flute.
Whoa, why are they flickering the lights?
Oh, that's just to let us know that they are getting ready for the second half. Basically, it's a, hey everyone, can you get back to your seats? Because we're about ready to play sort of thing.
Ah, gotcha. Well, we are back and ready to roll to listen to Orchestra. Orchestra, the orchestra,
the orchestra,
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 uh-huh.
Orchestra,
super cool,
cool,
orchestra,
yeah.
Whoops. Oh, hey, what's that little flute-looking thing there?
Ah, yes, that's the piccolo.
She's playing a pickle?
Wait, a pickle? No, a piccolo. A piccolo is basically a small flute that plays really high notes. Actually, there are all types of flutes that play high, middle, and low notes.
Ah, gotcha.
The biggest and lowest type of flute is called the double contrabass flute. It's over 18 feet of metal tubing and plays super low notes. It's so big that you have to stand up to play it.
Oh, wow. I don't see the double contrabass up on stage.
Well, it's pretty rare, so we do not often see the contra or double contrabass flute in the orchestra. Oh, the lights are getting low. That means it's time for the show. Hey, Mr. Henry, what are you doing over there?
Oh, my bag of Skittles just needs a little more opened up here.
Well, try to keep it down. The music is about to start.
Just a little this and that and...
Whoops! Oh, boy. It's okay, folks. Just some Skittles. Mr. Henry!
And that's the...
Flute!
The Music Podcast for Kids is brought to you by...
Mr. Henry's Music World YouTube channel. If you are interested in learning how to play the piano with a fun and engaging curriculum geared toward kids, please subscribe to Mr. Henry's YouTube channel called Mr. Henry's Music World. Links will be found in the show notes. Again, we thank you so much for tuning in.
Just chatting.
Yvonne Henry is a music educator and performer who graduated from Duquesne University of Pittsburgh with a concentration in flute. She studied with Bernie Goldberg, a well-known flute performer and teacher, and then continued to teach music for all grade levels, elementary, middle, high school, and even at the collegiate level. She has musically directed many shows and continues to perform in a flute choir in Pittsburgh. Oh, and she is my mother. So please welcome to the show, Yvonne Henry. Hey, Mom, and welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Bill. It's nice to be here.
Yeah. Thank you so much. This is it's pretty cool. You know, when I was starting to piece together this interview, I was like, you know, I am genuinely interested in this stuff. I really have never asked this of you before, right? And so
that's true.
It's kind of cool to really think about it, especially now that I teach. It's neat to, because maybe it was just I didn't know what questions to ask before. And, you know, as a kid, you're not, I guess, probably not that interested, right? But
yeah.
But now that it's my profession, it's kind of cool to like reflect and go, oh, I wonder what she was doing. So one of the things we like to ask all of our guests is what kind of music education did you experience as a kid growing up?
And we actually had a wonderful, wonderful music program. I grew up in a real small town.
Uh-huh.
And right. Our school, the parents were largely professionals. And so I think maybe they demanded a lot. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we just got lucky. But we had a wonderful, in grade school, a general music teacher who did wonderful things for us.
Yeah.
And actually, he didn't even have his own classroom. He had to bring his things in on a cart.
Oh, wow.
And he would bring, he would bring like toms, you know, tambourines and maracas and different things. And of course, then his little vinyl record player.
Sure.
But he did fantastic things.
Yeah.
And then we also had, in fourth grade, you could join band.
Mm-hmm.
And the band teacher was very good. Then junior high school for us was 7th to 9th grade.
Okay.
Different then. And that teacher was absolutely amazing. And we just learned so much. The choral teacher was something. They did things with the county where they had students come from schools, you know, with students, other kids we didn't know. And we got together, and it was really pretty amazing. And then high school, we had several choirs and a couple bands.
Yeah,
and musical theater.
Right.
So we really had great stuff in the schools. And then I was lucky enough to have parents that in third grade, I started piano.
Okay.
And with all the years of lessons, I think I could categorize myself as the world's worst piano player ever. and then...
How many years did you take lessons?
From third grade until I was in high school. So,
oh, okay.
Those years. But I learned a ton about the theory.
Right.
So learning piano taught me a lot about theory.
Yeah, and I think
really helped.
And I think learning piano too helps with the ear as well. Would you agree with that?
Yes, that's
like
true.
Like the ear training and all of that,
Right, right.
Yeah, that's cool.
And reading in general, I think you end up being a better reader.
Okay.
More literate. But, and then in high school, when it looked as if, you know, I was getting to be halfway decent, then we got to private lessons for flute.
For flute,
For flute.
Right. So, and the show today is about the flute, right? And that's why we had brought you on here to chat. And so did you start the flute? Was that your instrument in fourth grade?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
So that was the instrument you started then.
So I started as a fourth grader. And then in like 10th grade, started privately with a woman named Donna Woods.
Okay.
And I was on a waiting list for the teacher in the area, who is Georgetta Maiolo. And I was lucky enough to study with her for the 3 years of high school and then summers when I was home from college.
Yeah. Okay. So. Oh, cool. All right. So when you started in fourth grade, do you kind of remember the beginnings of learning that instrument, and were there any parts of it that were like really hard and maybe you thought, maybe I won't do this, or?
I always loved it, but you would get kind of dizzy.
Yeah.
It was tough getting a sound.
Yes.
And, you know, you really had to be a little bit careful that you didn't overdo it.
Right.
It also, you know, it was kind of a long instrument, and I was kind of a little kid, so it was a bit of a stretch.
Like holding it, and
Yes.
Yeah, that's
but,
funny.
But, it definitely was tough to get a sound out of it at first.
At first, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in college, we had to take the methods course, which taught us about the woodwinds and the violins and, you know, all the instruments. And I remember in that woodwind class, the flute was the one that I had the most trouble with. And I was like, oh, my mom is not going to be very happy with me. But it's true. It was like I felt dizzy. I would like sit down and be like, oh, you know. So, yeah, that's definitely a tough part to learning the flute. But after you get past that and you start to get the wind capacity for it, then it becomes, you know, a lot of fun. It's something that you enjoyed doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And then so in high school, you had were you a part of musical theater as well and the choir and band or?
I was in choirs We had kind of solo competitions in New York. I actually had a pretty nice system called NISMA, where all the repertoire was graded. Mm-hmm. And so like a grade six was the highest, the most difficult sort of piece you would do. Mm-hmm. And then you got, you picked, you know, what level you could do well. And then you played for a person and got a real nice rubric and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we did that. I was in choir. Yeah. Regular choir, concert choir. We had something called Top 20.
Okay.
That was just 20,
like a four select parts group.
Yeah. Four parts, five people on each part. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And then for
musical theater, I did the pit a couple of times.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And then for band, did you guys have band competitions? Did they do that? Was that like marching band or concert band?
So in the fall, we had marching band. Mm-hmm. But we still had concert band and prepared things, you know, for, because you had to have your concert kind of around the December sort of thing.
Sure.
So,
right.
But yeah, the first few weeks was marching band. Mm-hmm. We, in that respect, our school didn't do that kind of thing. Okay. We didn't really compete.
Gotcha.
They would have a couple where some bands got together just to, you know, just
like
to perform
showcase
for each other,
yeah,
but not, right, mm-hmm, but not necessarily compete.
Not competing, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool. So you started taking private lessons, and was it at that point that you thought, okay, I want to take this to the next level and pursue this in college? Is that what prompted the private lessons?
I actually think that the teacher I had as a junior high student was actually the teacher that made me think I would like to be a music teacher.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, you know, I needed, of course, to be a music teacher, you had to be good on an instrument. Mm-hmm. And so I certainly could understand that I was going to need a real good teacher and work hard at it.
Yeah.
But I really think it was Mr. Bloomer was his name. Okay. And I really think it was him that made me think, oh, I'd like to be a music teacher.
And was he, so he wasn't your private teacher. He was like a teacher.
No, he was the band teacher.
He was the band teacher. Okay. At the public schools. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's neat. Cool. So yes, then.
He influenced a few of us. And it was a small school.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's neat. Okay. And then, so you're originally from New York, upstate New York, right?
Yes.
And, the school you ended up going to is in Pittsburgh, and that's where we ended up all living, and that's where I grew up, right?
Yes.
And so you went to Duquesne University.
I did.
And what brought you going down there from upstate New York?
Yeah, what's kind of neat is, and many times with when you study an instrument, there's almost a genealogy, if you will, of the instrument in terms of your teacher. So my teacher in high school, who was an exceptional teacher and player, Georgetta Maiolo, she had studied with Bernard Goldberg, and he taught at Duquesne University.
Okay.
And
okay.
So it was Mrs. Maiolo who said, this is where you need to go if you're going to be a flute major.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah. So I went to Pittsburgh and studied at Duquesne. And my last 2 years, I had Mr. Goldberg.
Okay.
And then I had a couple other teachers before him.
Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah, and Mr. Goldberg, he is pretty well known in that flute world.
Oh, yes.
Right?
He was very well known.
Yeah.
He has since since died, but he was in the Pittsburgh Symphony for many years. And he studied with Louis Moyes and Georges Barrère. So the same sort of thing, his lineage, it's kind of a lineage of great flutists. That's, it's kind of fun to have a chance to study with someone like him.
That's
and
cool.
The way he could explain things was pretty special.
So it wasn't just that he was a good flute player, but that his teaching was actually exceptional as well.
Yes, he really knew how to describe what this is, how you want your sound to be, and really help you with that, that sort of thing in the interpretation of the pieces. And yes, he was really something.
Yeah, that's neat. Yes. Cool. So then after college, then you did start to teach. And at one point, you and Dad had a music store, right? And I remember as a kid going to the music store. I was pretty little. did you teach flute lessons at the music store there? Or is that kind of what you were doing? You were teaching privately?
Right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I had a lot of students.
Okay. Oh, neat. Okay. And then, but then you also were working with churches as like a choral director.
But,
and then eventually you got into teaching like general music in the school systems.
Right.
So,
and by the time I was done teaching, I actually had taught from the kindergarten all the way through junior college.
Yeah. Wow. That's right.
Yeah.
Because you were even teaching at the collegiate level.
At our community college.
At the community college. That's right. Wow. So you got all of the ages. So out of all those ages, what do you think, what was your favorite age to teach? It's kind of hard to put it that way.
It's not, though. My favorite age to teach was the like 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Oh, okay. Middle school.
I thought they were a riot.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah.
So apparently have a weird sense of humor.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, they all have their different, you know, special things, I think. You know, because I did get to teach all of them at one point. But yeah, definitely specializing now more in the younger crowd. So cool. All right. And then and then you continued teaching for many years, and you were actually my teacher at one point, right? So you were my teacher in middle school and then in high school. That was pretty neat. And there in high school you started the musical program, and you really started to pick up doing a lot of directing for musicals, right? Did you really enjoy doing that? Was that some? It seemed like something that you really liked to do, because it's a lot of work.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I often am not sure how I got so much done in a day, but we all managed to do it, and I think we all had fun too.
Yeah.
Yes, that was that is a very enjoyable thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it is fun. It's a lot of work, but it's cool when it's all done, and
it is,
and it's really everyone is playing their part well and singing well, and people are enjoying the show. You know, it is a cool experience to have.
It is. It's a wonderful collaborative thing.
Yeah,
and you have the opportunity to work with so many talented people, and it's just so fun.
Yeah, that's cool. So out of all of the musical experiences that you have had, which one do you think is the coolest?
And I would say that the top most favorite thing of all the years was when we produced and musically directed The King and I.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because every single one of us, so six in our family,
right?
Everyone was in it.
That's right.
You played percussion. Yep. I directed. Dad played trombone. And Adrian and Jay and Andrew were all in the show.
They were in the show. Right, yep. Right.
So all yep. six of us yeah. went night after night.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I actually remember even in those rehearsals, Jay and Andy, which audience, those are my brothers, and they were, you know, they're like 10 years younger than me. And they were little, and they were just sitting on the chairs with their feet dangling back and forth, watching the show as we're the ones kind of running it. Yeah. So, that was a cool experience. And we did a lot of those shows.
We did.
A lot of those shows together, and that was a lot of fun. So, yeah. Cool. Yes. All right. Well, all right. Thank you so much for doing this. And the one thing that we love to promote here, of course, is music. And we like to share experiences from pros who have done it so that, you know, everyone knows out there that it is a lot of fun to do. And even if it's not a profession, it's a lot of fun to do. And and you still play, right?
You're
playing in flute choirs right now in Pittsburgh. And Dad, he's also continuing to play. So it's one of those things that you can, you know, you do forever. If you put the time into it, you do it forever. And it's something it's always fun to do. So, well, thank you so much. Thank you
so much,
Mom.
Thanks for having me.
All right. All absolutely. Right. See ya.
Bye, Bill.
Time to wrap it up, folks.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Music Podcast for Kids.
We hope you enjoyed the show and, most importantly, learned something cool today about music.
Remember to send in your jokes or even a topic in music you would like us to discuss by visiting our website, themusicpodcastforkids.com. Remember, if you are interested in awesome educational and fun songs for your kids to listen and sing along with, please visit brucefight.com. Music is available to download with iTunes, CD Baby, and Facebook, and most streaming platforms like Spotify and Amazon Radio. Links will be found in the show notes.
If you are interested in learning how to play the piano with a fun and engaging curriculum geared toward kids, please subscribe to Mr. Henry's YouTube channel called Mr. Henry's Music World. Links will be found in the show notes.
Please visit iTunes to leave a review of the podcast and also share the podcast with friends, relatives, aliens, whoever.
Again, we thank you so much for tuning in.